Hello, I'm Matthew McDill. On April 25th, 2015, our church had the privilege of witnessing the union of two young people in our church family, Galen Wilkes and Victoria Stringer. We had such a wonderful time of worship, and what I wanted to share with you now is the recording of just a few words I presented there, about 8 minutes long. Probably some of the most important words I have shared about marriage, and there are many things to share. But specifically, we're looking at the purpose of marriage. Why did God create marriage? And I hope this will be a great encouragement to all of us who are married and who want to honor Him in the very reason that He designed it. I would like to share a few words of encouragement to you two as you join your lives together. And the first is, you're going to love being married. And I think you already thought that. But I want to confirm that it's true. And all of the good things that God puts into marriage, there's joy and comfort and having each other and companionship, walking, living your life, walking the journey of life together. There's peace, place of safety together. There's love and intimacy that you can share that's unique. And all of this happens through love. And this very specifically being the opposite of selfishness. So what happens is the big, great mistake of marriage is when people come together to get what they want out of it instead of coming to give what they're called to give to it. Selfishness will kill all that joy and all the love and all that God has for it. So if you're coming to get, that will destroy. This is God's economy. The more you love, the more God's love fills you, and you never run out. So you can have faith that that's the process, and that's how it works. And as you know, lots of marriages are breaking or are miserable because they're not honoring that simple economy, that simple call of love and to give. And the purpose of marriage is the same as the purpose of everything else. And we're called to love God with all. We're called to love our neighbor as ourselves, and we're called to make disciples, which is to help other people know God's love and follow Christ. And this is still the purpose also of marriage. So I want to read, first of all, as we consider loving God in your marriage, Genesis 2, where we see that God is the one who thought of this great idea. God is the one who instituted marriage. In verse 18, then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him." And then it explains all the animals came by, and he named them, and they did not find a helper fit. Verse 21, so the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." God started this family, this institution, the idea of a husband and wife. And just like everything else, the first purpose is that he is honored, that he's pleased, that he's glorified. That's what all of creation is for. And so you, as you go forward, can offer day by day your marriage as an act of worship, as an act of honor to the Lord, first and foremost. And also having love of God as the first purpose, you can make sure that your relationship with God is even before your relationship with each other. That has to be your focus and your goal. Because remember where that love that you're giving is coming from. It has to come from Him. So when you are abiding in Christ, right, then the fruit will be there. So your relationship with God is first. Right, the second purpose is to love people, love each other. So again, it's not about you. First, it's about God. Now it's about each other. And so we will read the best description of love that we have in Scripture. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice with evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Pretty steep. But as you are in Christ, you can have the ability to offer that love to each other. So again, it's focusing on each other. The other part of loving people that I want to mention is that your marriage and your home can be a ministry. So that you're not just thinking about being happy and having what you have, but sharing what you have. And you can see even your marriage and then eventually your family and your home as a place of ministry. So the last part, and this flows right into it, is that God is calling us to help other people to know Him. And so again, this is a place of ministry for you. One of the most important ways will be as the Lord blesses you with children, you have the great responsibility of helping them follow Christ. And when He tells us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. As Jesus said, He's quoting from Deuteronomy 6, and He said, these words shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. And your home can be a place where people will see light and truth and love. So you have to have the eternal perspective. Marriage isn't even eternal. And our love gets to graduate into a greater love that we can't even comprehend. But it's the eternal things that God has given us this partnership for. And if you guys keep your eyes on that simple, those simple truths, God will take care of all the rest. All the needs, all the leadership, all the provision, all the difficulties. He will take care of it for you.